This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Crank it up, Donnie.
It's been many years in coming, just in the Steeler machinery.
You think he knew he had a banger when he made this one?
Jimmy Pohl.
You think Jimmy Pohl just knew he had a banger?
Is he still around? They should have him perform halftime Monday night.
I don't know, man. Does he sound like a guy? Does this song sound like an era where he's still around? Maybe if he was 19 when he recorded it.
All right, Steelers 26, Ravens 24. 412-928-9370. Get in queue now to talk about it. Listen wherever you are, watch wherever you are on X, on YouTube. The Steelers are AFC North champions against all odds. At differing points last night, it looked like they had a 1% chance to win. At other times, it looked like they had a 99% chance to win. And things were whipping back and forth wildly, outcome perilously in doubt until the very end. And then thank you, Tyler Loop, for missing a 44-yard field goal. I am going to start with this. And I want to see if you guys agree with me, and I want to see if our listeners agree with me. We've done a lot of bitching and complaining. Last week was all of that. You scored 6 points in Cleveland. Chris and I were there. It was an embarrassing performance against a sad sack team that just fired its head coach again today and won't commit to Shedeur Sanders as their quarterback. They come back a week later and they get a win like this. It's one of the most entertaining games in Acrisure Stadium history. I scoffed at this, and Nostradani, to his credit, said that this game had a chance to be another great chapter in Steelers-Ravens history. Not only was he right, but he got the score exactly right. And the description of the game almost exactly right. It was eerie. I have had multiple people text me this and ask if you are an alien.
I got the script.
Or you just hijacked the script and knew exactly what was going to happen.
Funny that the script only exists when it screws over the Steelers, but when the Steelers win, it was all organic, baby.
But I just wonder if our listeners who have been ready to run the head coach out of town have pointed the fingers up at the owner's box and said, "Art, you preside over such a stale, boring product." Today feels like a truce day. Today almost feels like, what's the fancy word, armistice?
Yeah, like when they, on Christmas Day in World War I, when they all got out of the trenches and played soccer.
Yeah. Amanda and I watched the live-action Jungle Book with Stella during this Christmas break. Have you guys seen that? The live-action Jungle
Khans,
Book?
Your Shere Khans, things of that. I haven't
Jack
seen
Jack is nodding yes in there because he's the only one that's under 25 and cool. Oh, where okay. There's a scene in that movie where there's a drought in the jungle. And when that happens, there's a thing called the peace rock at the watering hole.
Where the peace rock?
Yes.
You
where
get
if,
the peace pipe
where
with
if
that
you,
thing?
Where if the peace rock is visible,
they have to be
there's
nice.
There's a truce and everyone, all the animals can come drink water without tigers attacking wildebeest
because
and things like that.
Because the water's so low, they all need to
yeah,
band together.
Yeah, they all need it to survive. Right.
Okay.
I feel like today is our equivalent of that. I think, right? Like, this is not a day to bash Tomlin. It's not a day to say that they haven't won a playoff game in going on 8 years. It's not really a day to say that, you know, the Steelers will probably get their heads caved in next week against Houston, if you feel that way. It's to celebrate the fact that they won a crazy game against their arch rival, vanquished the team that fans here have hated for 30 years, and they live to play another day, and they now lord over the other three teams in the division for a calendar year. Joe Burrow's Bengals, the crappy Browns, Lamar Jackson, and we'll see for how much longer John Harbaugh's Ravens. You know, like I just...
So you just want to take lay of the land with us about that thought process.
I just feel like, I mean, is it too hokey to say that this is just a day where you bask
right,
in the glory of winning the game and you just appreciate the win for what it is?
No, okay, so I think it's partly...
Well, and we don't get the fake yeah. Johns and Robinsons calling in and people
well, no,
like that to
good.
Say...
He's
that
moved
this
on
is
to
a,
the offseason.
That this is like a, you know, this is a bad result for the Steelers and they actually lost by winning. I don't feel like... I'm not in the mood to say they lost by winning today. That they set themselves back. Well, now look at their draft position. What are they going to do next year? It doesn't feel right. We all, right? I mean, isn't last night why you become a
well, that,
sports fan and more
to.
Specifically a football fan and then even more specifically a Steelers fan to have those games?
Well, that's what I was going to get to. I got a text from somebody this morning who I respect a lot and who I like, who I consider a friend, who's generally as pessimistic as I tend to be about this team. Given their like long-term history here of doing nothing of significance. And this person said to me, well, they might have used all nine of their lives last night. It'll end soon enough. And I said, I got to be honest with you, man.
It'll end soon enough.
Yeah, like basically. So hold on. What I wrote back was probably not what this particular person was expecting. I said,
like they got a stay of execution.
Well, they just used up all their nine lives. They were lucky and whatever. And I said back, I said, I got to be honest with you. Games like last night, and it's probably because it was such an incredible fourth quarter, like one of the best 10-minute stretches of football I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Which is easier to say, by the way, when your team wins.
It was like
easier.
Super Bowl 43 caliber.
The game till that point, till 10 minutes left, was like a good nip and tuck, like these two teams like slugging it out. And then it went like, it turned into, I think Bill Barnwell said, 2021 Bills Chiefs, where just everything happened. I said back to this person, like, I'm trying to remind myself that watching games like I got to watch last night, with in this case, I was at the TV studio watching with Pomp and Steve Benko, one of his producers, like getting pumped up and getting excited and like yelling holy bleep or maybe holy guacamole, for example, when Tyler Lute misses the field goal and gaping and gawking at the fact that there's, you know, Calvin Austin running wide open after he just puts Awuzie on the ground with a move. That's why... We do this. That's why we like to do this job. That's presumably why people like to listen. This is a longer-winded way of saying, I am with you on this one today. The way they won it, the fact that the game devolved from we're trying to tactically beat these guys, like we're trying to play this close technical fight here, right, to
we're all just swinging wildly and hoping one of us is standing.
Yeah.
Like, to use the boxing analogy, it would be Hearns Hagler, where they just kill each other for the first round and then, like, barely can stand. The fact that they were the last man standing there is gratifying to have seen, filled me with, like, a good, just good vibes from the time that game ended right through till now. Does not have me in a mood to be second-guessing coverage busts at this moment in time in this game, or is Chris Boswell partially broken, or did something happen to him? They played in and won one of the best NFL regular season games in years. If you consider the stakes involved, it was probably the game of the year in the league. It was the last game of the season. They won it.
Yeah.
Loser goes home. Loser leaves town. I am choosing today, far more than any kind of hardcore analytical take, I have plenty of them if we need to go there, to enjoy the fact that I got to watch it happen, because otherwise, what the hell is the point of doing this?
And I know for me...
And I also called it. I said they'd win a game where the Ravens made big plays and shot themselves in the foot.
You believe that I did?
Don, you're the gold medalist, but I'm right there next to you on the medal stand, brother!
I think it's okay to shut like the logical side of your brain off and just enjoy and appreciate.
The game was fun. It was a very fun game.
Yes, but if the kick goes in, we come on at 2 o'clock today and just say, okay, what do you guys want to do here? And it's fire the coach. The owner has to come out of his slumber. They had fourth down decision makings that were puzzling the end of the first half, the timeout debacle in the second half. I mean, all of these things, the coverage busts, Jalen Ramsey, DK Metcalf getting suspended and costing them, those would all have been laid bare. And guess what? All of those things are still true, but it doesn't end because they won with us coming on the air and saying the coach has overstayed his welcome. Like, they made, in a game where there were ample mistakes and also ample big plays by both teams, they made one fewer gaffe or they made one more big play. And sometimes that's all it takes to change your opinion about a team or a coach or a player or at all. I mean, it's just that's the nature of these humongous games. To the victor goes the spoils. Like, yeah, like if you watched it, of course, you're going to have memories of all the things that led up to the win. But the bottom line is who won the game and who lost it and the consequences or rewards that come with those outcomes. And for this team, they deserve to be praised and applauded today. They just do.
Well, they actually, instead of wilting, they up 13-10. You know, probably Tomlin in his mind, if he could have ended that game 13-10, would have wanted to. You play Renegade. You give up a huge touchdown. You just give up a backbreaker. Like, a clearly still not fully healthy Lamar churns up the magic and hits Flowers. You get the ball back and go down the field. And you score. Bully for you. You can't even enjoy that for more than a minute or two because he does it to you again.
And you do it to yourself again with your coverage.
Then you get the ball back and go down the field again and respond. Like... To the extent that this is not just about it's fun as hell to watch this, this is why anybody gets into this, this is why anybody loves sports and football and all this stuff, right? The fact that I saw a team, granted, against a wounded defense, but still, a team that you and I think, thought probably wouldn't be able to move the ball that well because they didn't have DK Metcalf, the fact that I saw their quarterback just kind of gut it out, stand in there, and start making big boy throws down the stretch over and over and over again... That gives me a little hope that there's something there. And in the moment, it was just thrilling to watch, which is my major takeaway. It was fun to watch a thrilling, exciting game with massive stakes and watch your team actually come out on top. Yes, if he makes the kick, I'm in here dour. Isn't that what it's all about? Isn't the fact that you or I are hanging on one thing that happens that takes 4 seconds from start to finish to happen?
Yeah.
A kick. has complete, this show would be 180 degrees
and
different.
Yeah,
right
and
now.
It had nothing to do with the Steelers.
No, he just biffed it.
He just completely choked. It was Mike Vanderjagt all over again.
They moved it from the left hash to the middle so that he could push it wide right, and maybe if they keep it on the left hash or try to get five more yards, he makes it.
I will bring up 20 years ago in that context. If Vanderjagt makes that field goal, Jerome Bettis is not looked at as one of the most beloved Steelers who got to ride off to the sunset on top. He's looked at as a guy that had a great career here, yes, but it ended with a thud and a horrible play that would have defined his career here. Instead, Ben made a tackle and an idiot kicker missed a kick. And they capitalized on it and went on to win the whole thing. Now, it remains to be seen what this team... See, that's now what this team has lined up for them. They now get to do something with this. They now get to parlay a kicker's mistake and see where it takes them. Does it lead to their first playoff victory in 9 years? Does it lead to their first AFC championship game since 2016? Does it lead to what Aaron Rodgers talked about after the game, how his 2010 Packers won a close game on the very last game of the year and then were an underdog the whole way through the playoffs and ended up winning the whole thing? I would guess probably not, but at least it's an open door here.
In one of the most open years in the AFC playoffs since when? On paper.
Well, for a long time, because the Chiefs and Patriots. There's no Patrick Mahomes Chiefs, and there's Tom Brady Patriots
Allen
here.
Is still a boogeyman-style player. Guess what? I think he's going against a team that can and probably will beat him. I think the Jags might be the actual best team in the conference. I like going into a playoff game. I'll put it this way, too. I like going into a playoff game where, while I think Houston is, if anyone actually has watched them this year, their defense is violent. Like, if they were the Steelers' defense, people here would love it because of how they play. They're not so overwhelming that I just sit there and go, well, the Steelers are drawing dead here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm rating percentages, neither team is more than 60-40 or 40-60 either way.
But can I tell you something, though? Let's say I actually felt that way. Like, let's say they won last night. Okay, and the Chiefs had a typical Chiefs season, and Patrick Mahomes in his prime was lined up to play against them Monday night.
Okay.
I still don't think I'd want to come on the air right now and turn the page and say, well, that was really fun last night, but are you ready to get your ass kicked on Monday?
I probably wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't feel that way. What you're really getting to here is, I think the game itself was so memorable that that's the main reason I want to talk about it. If they win 9-6 yesterday and it's Karl Malone and Dennis Rodman tripping each other up the court and it just sucks and it's ugly football by both teams, I'd probably come in and be like, man, I guess cool that we won the division here, but yeesh.
Donnie, you know what it kind of reminds me of? And you were there last night. It kind of reminds me of your first game at that stadium. One of the all-time.
That was also the last time the Steelers won a division without Big Ben.
Yeah, that all-time comeback against the Browns. They lost the next week. Yeah, there was some chicanery by the kicker, and it sucked. But, like, that still really hasn't taken away from the mystique of that game, you know? Like, yeah, that team lost in the divisional round in 2002. But I still think people that, like, lived through that game and experienced that game still, like, hold it in very high regard as one of the best Steelers games of all time. And it was a team that lost in the second round of the playoffs. They didn't get to a Super Bowl. They didn't win a Super Bowl.
100%.
Yeah.
You beat your hated rival. And you came way back to do it.
And I guess, like, my point is, they would really, really have to blow it against the Texans to, like, make last night's game a footnote.
Like, no-show that game and lose
They'd
by
40. Really have to suck on Monday night to make last night's game just, like, lost to the dustbin of history.
Guess what, man? I got news for you. Vegas doesn't think that's going to happen.
That's also why I think you go back to that 0-2 playoff and them beating the Browns. It's remembered fondly because they were right there against the Titans.
Like, they should have beaten them, I think.
Well, yeah, exactly. But how much is it remembered, like, you know, if the Titans blow them out?
Yeah, good question.
Is it not remembered the same way?
Because the next week they're looked at as a team that just zombie walked through a game.
Yeah, and instead they were right there in it. They had the lead late in the game.
412-928-9370. Let's start with some calls here. Get to you because you're fans and you experienced it. And my guess is you loved it. And maybe you are willing to set aside your differences with Mike Tomlin and Art Rooney and the Steelers and just bask in the glow of winning the AFC North. Here's Dan to start. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. Hey. I was one of the ones at the beginning of the season rooting for, like, a three-win season so that we could rebuild and stop going 9-8. But yep. I was a big fan last night. Last night's games seemed like three separate games to me. The first half was one game. The third quarter was the second game that gave me hope. And then the fourth quarter was just typical Steelers-Ravens smack-you-in-the-mouth football. Unbelievable. I was so wound up, I couldn't sleep.
I mean, that's kind of the thought I got from most people taking the temperature of this. Is that most people were letting themselves be fans on, like, social media, just saying, how am I supposed to go to bed after this?
The rivalry lived all up to its billing.
Well,
it did.
For once, when Mike does his little, oh, that was another chapter, it sounds appropriate.
And, like, there were questions, oh, my God, why would Sunday Night Football put this? Why would NBC want this game? Why wouldn't they want Seattle and San Francisco? Because the drama that comes with two teams that hate each other and have played close games for decades, having a situation for the first time ever in the final week of the season where the winner advanced and the loser got nothing. And yeah, it looked at times like we were going to have a game that was maybe defined by who lost it more. Instead, you just had crazy playmaking, electrifying plays by quarterbacks. And then, yes, at the end, just like Mike VanderJet in 2005 or Scott Norwood in 1990, if Joe's listening, you had a kicker miss. The first time he's missed a kick under 50 yards all year.
The whole key for him was get it over 50 yards because he was like 1 for 4.
And the holy water.
Oh, well, the holy water. I mean, any Steelers game that is this good has to have a weird angle, and a priest blessing the end zone where he missed the kick is pretty high up there.
So we've got the immaculate extension, the immaculate... The
immaculate reception, the immaculate extension.
And then what's this now? Work on that. Workshop that, Malzi. Come up with something immaculate so we can keep the divine intervention going.
I mean, does it have to have reception, extension? Does it have to kind of sound like those words?
I don't know. Play with it for the next 4 hours and see if you can come up with something. Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Shot ourselves in the foot a couple different times, and we did not play a perfect game by any means. In different moments, the offense, defense, special teams all stepped up. And, you know, coming off of last week, I think the main thing we just said was, it's in our house. We have a chance. You got to relish these moments. Can't go away from them. This is what we've all been waiting for. You know, last year, playoffs, going to Baltimore, we were really hurt by that. I remember me and TJ just sitting in the training room, just kind of scratching our heads. To get out here this year, play the same team, had some success in different ways, but it was a team performance. There's not a guy in that locker room that didn't step up in a different way, and we needed everybody today.
Cam Hayward, got to be one of the biggest wins of his, I think, future Hall of Fame career. I think it was the biggest win for T.J. Watt as a Steeler. He wasn't here in 2016 when they won their last playoff game. He wasn't here for the immaculate extension.
Pony, I think we have a winner, by the way, for speaking of immaculates.
Yep.
Our buddy Robin North for Sales, I think he has done something, I think, more novel. Instead of trying to rhyme the word with the extension or whatever, he's tried to go with a close rhyme for immaculate, the Immaculate Sacrament. Close? Somebody said holy water could be called the Immaculate Protection because it is a blessing. It's supposed to protect you.
I like that one. Somebody texted an Immaculate Ejection because it kicked the Ravens out of the playoffs.
Don't mind that. Immaculate Misdirection, Immaculate Prevention, Immaculate Rejection. I think Immaculate Protection might be the best
one. I like that one. That's my leader in the clubhouse right now.
Submit your best all day.
Because that's what he did. He doused the end zone.
You know, Chris, Baltimore's always been a Protestant town. There's a lot of Lutherans there.
All right. I am calling for a peace treaty today. Steelers win this bonkers game. They come out on top. They win the division. They vanquish the Ravens. I think we should all, for today and maybe for a little while, put the Tomlin hate and Rooney frustration in general, maybe apathy or anger that's been directed at the Steelers on hold. I really think last night was that good of a win and that good of a game. And let's see if our listeners agree with us at 412-928-9370. Here is Nick in Bell Vernon. Hello, Nick.
Hi, guys. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
Your comments are directly related to what I was going to ask. This game and the final play obviously deserve a shorthand reference to what it was, as you've been speaking to. And there,
how about the bricked kick?
There are some options, one of them being immaculate deflection because of the path of the ball being taken away from going through the goal post.
I think, but if it had hit, if it had been a doink that came back into the field of play,
or a blocked kick, obviously.
Yeah, I think that would work better if he had either doinked it or if it had gotten blocked.
Okay. Well, what I was going to ask you, is it possible to get a poll on, like Pomp has on his show, a running poll down below,
okay,
where they have the list of options that people might find, because maybe it is the fans as a whole that should really make the decision as to how it,
sure,
should be remembered.
Oh, absolutely, Nick. Yeah, we can maybe put the three or four best ones in there, and either on our personal pages or on the fan page, we can get something like that out there. Absolutely. Let's go to Logan next. Hello, Logan.
How you guys doing?
Hey, man.
Look, man, I got 2 points to make. I was at that game last night, and I've been to a lot of games in Pittsburgh. I was there for both Pitt WVU home games. I was there when Pitt smacked up Syracuse on that Thursday night, and I have never been at a game in Pittsburgh, any sport, with that atmosphere. I mean, it started out, and Derrick Henry had that big run on first down, and I thought, here we go. And then they relatively did a pretty good job of bottling him up after that. And the second point I have to make is, for the first time in a long time, we've got a quarterback with playoff experience. and Russ had playoff experience, but we were that was a tail end of the season last year, but at least we're going into the playoffs with some momentum.
Well, unlike Russ, Russ literally last year, as you answered your own question, had playoff experience. The difference between Rodgers and Russell Wilson is Russ was going in on a losing streak. Rodgers had to ball out in the last half of the half quarter to get them to the playoffs. That's
actually,
the
only time they didn't go in with a guy that had huge playoff experience was Mason Rudolph. And oddly, during this 8, possibly 9-year drought, we'll see what happens Monday, he's the guy that probably had the Steelers the closest to actually winning the game. They had a guy that went to back-to-back Super. Russell Wilson's been to more Super Bowls than Aaron Rodgers. But yes, Rodgers looked like a guy who was cowed and was very calm in big game circumstances and came through clutch third down, fourth down plays, fourth quarter plays all last night. I think the bigger point there is about the fans. I also want to tip my cap to them because I thought for sure that Acrisure Stadium had a chance to turn into a very ugly place. Number one, I thought that there would be a decent number of empty seats. I think there were announced maybe like 2,500 or 3,000 seats that weren't used. Still pretty packed, extremely loud. Air came out of the balloon, not only on the Henry run, but then when Walker was wide open for a touchdown to get down 7-0, you get down 10-0 in the game. There's a questionable decision by Tomlin to go for it on fourth down. It looked like it was fourth and more than one, and he dusted off the tush-push play with Cam Hayward as the lead pusher, and it backfired and led to points. I thought that easily could have been a time where fans went into open revolt mode and either booed or went after Tomlin, but they didn't. They were patient with this team. They were supportive of this team, and I'm not going to sit here and say that's the reason why the Steelers won the game, but I think it could have turned into a very tense atmosphere if the fans kind of betrayed or turned their back on the Steelers last night. And they didn't, Chris.
I thought they definitely booed audibly, though, after the first Ravens touchdown. They booed after a couple Steelers series, looked like they were going nowhere. I thought...
But Donnie, you were there. Feel like the Steelers fans
they
really
never,
turned on
the
team
game,
last
hold
night?
Hold on, Donnie. They never let the game fully get away. They got it to 10-3, and then the Ravens couldn't do anything. And yeah, there was the play at the end of the half. But like the game never got totally out of hand. Once they got it to 10-3, then it was a one-possession game at all times, which I think helped keep people from going completely nuclear on them.
Yeah, there was a point in the second half before, or not second half, second quarter, before that field goal drive that I did think it could get ugly if they immediately go 3-and-out here, and they actually put a little drive together. I know Boswell had to knock it down from almost 60, but they still ended up getting some points. There were some boos for the offense, which I thought were
But that's
warranted.
Garden variety. That was not anything like directed at Tomlin where people, I thought, may have gone to the game with an agenda to go after him.
I think it was more like any team's offense that would get booed if it was that slow out of the gate. But no, I mean, they didn't allow it to reach a point where the fans took over and they were almost siding with the opponent.
Here is Aaron in Uniontown. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, man.
Hey, first the good. That was one of the most entertaining regular season games I've watched from them in a while. Cam Hayward had a fantastic game. Actually, the front five holding Derrick Henry to only 14 yards in the second half was impressive. Jalen Ramsey didn't have a great game, but he played pretty well all year. So he just picked a bad game to have a bad game. What I will say is, it seems like a lot of people are taking this game and acting like it changes the narrative. They still finished 10-7, and what I'm concerned about is going against Houston. Mike Tomlin seems to always want to play super conservatively offensively against top tier defenses, and I'm afraid that's what's going to happen on Monday. And so
what happens if they lose to Houston? Does it undo all the good that happened last night?
Like I said, it's a moot point. It doesn't change anything for me. It's still a 10-7 team going into the playoffs. And yeah, if they lose, I would still want Mike Tomlin gone.
We can argue degrees to which it's different, if it's a lot different or a little bit different. I do think it's different though. I think 10-7 and backdooring your way in and being one of the last teams in versus winning your division in the way in which they did it too, sweeping the Ravens and beating Lamar Jackson twice, Chris, are two different things. I do think this season, they accomplished more this season than they did last year, even though the record's the same.
I mean, they won. Now, granted, it became less impressive, although Detroit did win yesterday, obviously, but it became less impressive after the fact because Detroit cratered a little bit. But they beat Detroit and they beat the Ravens down the stretch, which I would argue are two games people might have had as losses.
And they cooled off the Dolphins, even though they stink in cold weather, but they were a hot team.
I mean, it's the classic version of the Steelers is that they lost to the Browns in the midst of all that, but they certainly didn't backdoor. They did the opposite of backdoor their way in. They made their own road more difficult, and then they managed to get the car into the garage over that difficult road. And it's not like the Ravens laid down for them. It's not like Baltimore no-showed or Jackson got hurt and they weren't prepared for it.
Right.
Henry fumbled three times. They had to earn it.
That's the first caller who broke the terms of the treaty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. At 2:45, make the smart call to the Buell Insurance Agency, 724-443-5610. Little thing we call PM Team Plays of the Game. For my play, I will take the word game and apply it very loosely to this situation. Here is my play described after the fact by Mike Tirico.
They're getting it all set now for getting the field ready. I want to show you what happened pregame. At 6:15 local time, this is a priest who is spreading holy water in that end zone. The Catholic community of Pittsburgh is very strong, and its ties to the Steelers are everywhere. And that was shown on local news. Archer got it, and down at that end zone, Tyler Loop misses the extra point, the field goal, I should say, and allows the Steelers to win.
So it's not Tyler Loop's fault.
As with everything in football, it's at a higher power.
An ode to the Catholic community in Pittsburgh being so robust. And Just the divine intervention and serendipity of all that coming together. The priest, we've learned, works for St. Vincent College. And I don't know if he makes a habit of doing this before game. It sounds like the usual guy was unavailable and he pinch hit and took it upon himself
to bless the
to
field.
Do this.
So is he like the Frank Reich of priests?
I don't even know if he's, if he's allowed, or Nick Foles.
Jeff Hostetler of priests?
If he's allowed to do this, but he did it. No one stopped him. And it ended up working out. What I am a little bit perplexed by is this guy is obviously a hero in Pittsburgh right now.
Yes.
He was contacted by us and the Midday Show to come on today. And we got more red tape than you can believe in this situation. I don't know what the deal is, but it sounds to me like the Steelers might be very protective over this guy and not wanting him to talk about what happened, which I think is weird and bizarre.
Your fans think this, you know, folksy and in a very, you know, Catholic city like this, where people not just think it's folksy and fun and kind of a weird sports thing, but very fervently believe that this had something to do with it.
Yeah.
And he's a priest. I think you can rely on him not coming on and swearing and making the FCC mad or making you look bad. And
did he break some kind of St. Vincent College rule by obtaining the holy water and using it? I mean, what are we doing here?
If you're the team and you're jamming up efforts to try to get this guy in the air to tell a fun story, seems like hustling backwards, as they say.
Donnie, you obviously have a great relationship with St. Vincent College. You call many of their football games and basketball games. Do you think that St. Vincent College is blocking this guy? You're wearing a St. Vincent College hat as
Bearcats.
We speak here. What's your as the man that not only knows St. Vincent inside and out, but is the liaison between us and them, what's your theory on why this hugely popular person who we're all thanking for the Steelers' win last night has gone radio silent today?
Well, I will just say this. I didn't know going in if there was some sort of like vow of silence. We went through that discussion with Craig in the back. But I reached out to the people that I figured would be able to help us the most at St. Vincent.
You got a great in
that
there.
I had there.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me directly that it would have to be cleared through the team, and then they would let me know. So you tell me.
No, that's bunk.
And it sounded, from what Austin and Joe were saying off the air, that Pomp was getting ghosted on this?
I just think that's a brutal job. If it is what it looks like and sounds like that the Steelers are making it impossible to get this guy to come on the air, that's a brutal job.
There is
by them.
No better,
terrible.
There's no better journalist, sports journalist and champion of talking Steelers fairly than Pomp. He does their preseason games. He's on the Mike Tomlin show. I'm just completely thrown off by this. I thought that would have been a layup.
They're probably like
on either that show.
I'm sure it's our fault somehow. We're just too mean sometimes to them. And
too mean?
We're too mean to the Steelers the rest of the year.
I called the peace treaty today. We're all celebrating this
they
win.
They still got their guns up here, Pony. They're mad that, you know, we all call for Tomlin's head on a regular basis, that we're frustrated with Art.
You think that's what this is?
Yes. I think there's... Let me rephrase. I think there's a real chance. I don't think that... I can't say definitively. I can't prove it. I definitely don't think there's nothing there.
And we can't conduct a fun interview with a guy because of what we've said in the past about their coach, which I would say 95% of their fan base has also said at one time.
I think it's coach and owner.
Okay. Let's get to... Who's next here? I want to go chronologically. Let's go to Malsey's play of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Second and 10 out quick, and those two come to try to get the ball before it gets through to Austin, and Kyle Hamilton took the worst of that from his teammate Aloe Gilman, who was his teammate at Notre Dame as well. And Hamilton needs medical attention, and Rogers is asking, why was that a flag for early contact?
All I know is that this is potentially a very big moment in this game.
Here's how big of a moment that was with 12:05 or so left in the third quarter. The Steelers, I'm just going to do the fancy stats here for a second, Pony. They had scored 3 points at that juncture. They were down 10-3. With Hamilton on the field and healthy, they were averaging 3.9 yards per play, a 37% success rate, minus 0.27 EPA per play. That's 38 plays, okay? 37% success rate puts them right around the Raiders for the season.
Oh, my God.
Turns them into the Raiders offense. Negative 0.27 EPA per play, I know you're curious, Pony, would make them just about the worst offense in the league. In fact, it would this year. Okay, so that's pre-Hamilton injury on that play where he goes out with a concussion. After Hamilton was out of the game, the Steelers averaged 6.9 yards per play, so a 3-yard jump. 60% success rate, that would be best in the NFL by 10 percentage points over the course of the year. And we're also averaging 0.44 EPA per play, which would easily be the best in the NFL for the year.
Wow.
They turned it. Listen, and this is not to try to like throw water on it. This is just to point out a fact. The game was going one way, at least for the Steelers offense, when Kyle Hamilton was playing in it. The game went a completely different way once Kyle Hamilton was out. They scored 23 points from that point forward. How can I not cite that as the play of the game?
Good call by you. I thought the Freiermuth catch, the 31-yard catch, was the biggest play in which I thought to myself, if Hamilton's out there, does this even happen? That was a massive, massive play on that.
How about the
second to last touchdown drive?
How about the dot to Thielen? That's post Hamilton. I mean, he puts one right over Marlon Humphrey's shoulder. Who knows what Hamilton's doing there?
Let's get to Donnie's play of the game. Donnie, I have procured the Ravens radio call of the play you're looking for.
From? Who's the man calling it?
Jerry Sandusky, alongside Rod Woodson, who also has not been able to tell us whether or not he's available to come on the
he's
show.
He's also been a bit of an apparition here and ghosted us.
Jordan Stout will have the hole. Tyler Loop from 44 yards. Season on the line. Loop's kick is on the way. It
he
is up.
It.
It is no good. He pushed it wide to the right. Time has expired. And not since Billy Cundiff went wide left in the AFC Championship game has a Ravens season ended with such a gut-wrenching thud as a missed field goal.
Oh, I thought Malzy wanted to say something.
I wanted to pose this to both of you. Rod Woodson's the rare Steelers-Ravens dual citizen. Hall of Fame-level career with the Steelers, had a ridiculously good second act with the Ravens. Do you hear in his voice there a little of the old feelings coming back?
Yes, I thought he sounded like a guy who was happy
he
that he missed it. I think he forgot he was
play
on
play that again.
I will.
Play that again. I think Woodson forgot what colors he was wearing.
Wait, hold on.
He pushed it. Season on the line. Loop kick is on the way. It
he
is
missed
up.
It.
He did sound celebratory.
I do kind of wish for a
it.
Moment
he
like that.
It. Oh, shoot.
Paul Allen, the Vikings radio play-by-play man,
Jim.
He's made for calls like that.
And he missed the kick. Oh, my God.
Well, I think the Blair Walsh one is a pretty big one.
Unbelievable.
When they played Seattle and
he
like that.
He just hooked like a 24-yarder.
Yeah. Oh. Paul Allen was great. But, yeah, I bring that one up. Obviously, the kick itself, the huge moment at the end. But I wanted to also point out how the Ravens handled the last 12 seconds of the game.
Totally agree with you on
this. After Lamar Jackson and Isaiah Likely hook up on a massive play, and I almost feel for Isaiah Likely more than Lamar Jackson in this case, because if that kick is hit or they handle it in a different way,
he's a hero today.
Isaiah Likely is remembered forever as a great Raven, all because of that catch, because it was a great throw by Jackson, a terrific catch by Likely on 4th and 7. They had 12 seconds to go, and I believe they had multiple timeouts. I think they had 2 remaining at the time
they
of
did.
That
yep.
play. And they simply decide, hey, Lamar, take the 2-yard loss, get to the middle of the field, take a knee, we'll run it down until there's 2 seconds left and kick this thing.
This guy's made every field goal under 50.
I do not understand, even though a 44-yarder this day and age feels like a chip shot to a lot of kickers, and it usually is, why you don't take advantage of 12 seconds and 2 timeouts and either run the football up the middle with your future first ballot Hall of Fame running back, who I know has fumbled a couple of times this year. Big whoop.
Yep.
Or design something for Lamar to have an open pass across the middle to gain, I don't know, 7 or 8 more yards.
They acted like that field goal was fait accompli and was an automatic make.
They let that time run off. An arrogant moment from John Harbaugh.
I'm
again
with you,
outsmarting himself. He sends out his rookie kicker. Oh, he'll knock it down. Don't worry. I played this like a genius.
Honestly, if
and
it's,
it wasn't even close.
I'm with you, man.
If it's 37 or 38 yards, like that 7 yards they maybe could have gotten there is enough of a difference where I would say, yeah, that's basically an extra point. Like, it is fait accompli. 44 is where, like, weird stuff happens, especially
the
at that stadium.
The nerves associated with
yes.
the situation, too.
Yes.
Yep.
Also, the guy was looking awful in pregame warmups, apparently.
That's what they kept saying on the broadcast.
I think Shelby Cassese, our old friend, was like talking about how bad he looked, too. She tweeted it out after the fact. She said he looked terrible.
Those were our PM team plays of the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.